The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 3,635 students are on the state's open enrollment roster for virtual schools. Julie Thompson of the Wisconsin Coalition of Virtual Families says that's up 46% from last year's total of 2,487 students. Thompson says one factor was a new enrollment cap enacted by the legislature last year. Many families opted to sign on quickly rather than risk being put on the wait list.
The cap is 5,250. We're a little shy of the cap this year, but if enrollment increases next year at 46%, like it did this last year, we will be over the cap for the 2010-2011 school year.
Thompson says open enrollment did exceed the cap early on, but then many families switched back to brick-and-mortar schools rather than wait all summer to know if their child got in. She adds publicity over the battle to legalize virtual schools likely drew large numbers of curious parents to explore them as well. The harsh economy may have also played a part in the increase. Rick Nettesheim is principal of IQ Academy, which had 200 more students this year than last.
We did see an increase in our number of students who were formerly going to a private school, then cited that wasn't no longer an option, so decided to give our school a try.
Nettesheim says last spring's H1N1 scare didn't play a role in this fall's enrollment increase because open enrollment was over before the virus was detected in Wisconsin. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.